Hello, I'm Tamsin, and welcome back to Season 5 of English Sound Building, the advanced pronunciation podcast where you do the work to build muscle, muscle memory, and master new sounds. As always, we start with our reminder that we are here to celebrate the physical side of language learning and enter the fascinating world of English sounds. This will help you improve your clarity of speech and listening skills, and hopefully you'll have fun along the way. But please remember the aim is not perfection. Indeed, perfection does not exist. Successful communication is possible in any one of the thousands of global English accents, and there is no ideal. If you find it useful to read as you listen, podcast scripts are available on the podcast webpage and on my Patreon page. That's www.patreon.com/englishbrickbybrick. I believe in free education for all those who need it, so everything on my Patreon is free. Just scroll down on the main page. However, support for the podcast is always, of course, really appreciated. So a big thank you, as always, to those of you who are currently supporting me on Patreon or who have done in the past. And if you like what I do and you're able to add to that support, whether short or long term, please do. Finally, if you're new here and you'd like to follow me on social media, come find me on Instagram at English Brick by Brick. I'm not really active on there anymore in terms of posting, but there are loads of old posts to scroll through and I do reply to comments and messages. So this is our 50th episode, which I never imagined I'd get to at the beginning when I started this podcast for some of my online students during lockdown. They'd asked me for some pronunciation workouts that they could do in their free time, and I decided to publish them as a podcast in case it would help anybody else. It's been really great to see that it is doing, and if you are one of those regulars who has worked through all 50 episodes, very, very well done. Those of you who've been listening for a while will also know that I teach on iTalki. My availability for private classes is very limited, but I have good news. I'm helping iTalki test some group classes, and from this Wednesday, the 9th of November, I'll be running a group pronunciation workout from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock p.m. UK time. And if this time works for you, it will be a great opportunity to meet me, to have fun with some other advanced learners, all for just $10. There are a maximum of 6 students per class. You will need an iTalki account, and then you can either look in the group classes tab to find out what's going on, or as they're just testing this feature, it isn't always easy to find. So please remember, you can always send me an email if you're interested. And my email address is learnbrickbybrick@gmail.com. My contact details are also in the podcast notes. And I promise if you email, I will get back to you. So today we're picking back up on our work on diphthongs from last season, episode 42, beer or bear. And of course, that air diphthong that we looked at last week. This time we're looking at just one I diphthong. A. So this one ends in the I sound, which we've spoken about in episodes 25, cheap as chips, and 41, the left lift, and begins with the short E sound that we've looked at in episode 3, man or men, and again episode 41, the left lift, as well as earlier in this season as well with very varied. A reminder that a diphthong can be considered a blend of two short vowel sounds. So unlike others, it is a sound in which your mouth moves from one position to another as you make it. With A, we're starting with E and moving to I. Both front vowels, but you'll close your jaw to move from E to I. You'll notice that you lose some of that smile position of your lips to make the E as you go to the I. And you may notice some difference in your tongue position or the tension in your tongue as well. Let's make the sounds separately and then blend them into the diphthong. E, I, 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 E. Well done. So now time for some common words with A. This time I've split them a little differently. So we're starting with A in stressed syllables. These tend to be the ones my learners find easiest. Listen and repeat. Afraid. Amazing. change, date, display, eight, explain, explanation, game, great, information, make, neighbor, place, say, situation. Well done, and again in groups of four. Afraid, amazing, change, date. Display, eight, explain, explanation. Game, great, information, make. Neighbor, place, say, situation. Well done, and now for some sentences with some of those words. Just two sentences, and as usual, I'll read them three times. The first time more slowly for you to grasp the meaning. The second two times at a more natural pace, pausing after each of those for you to repeat. Sentence one. Did my amazing neighbor explain the situation? Did my amazing neighbor explain the situation? Did my amazing neighbor explain the situation? And sentence two. I'm afraid to say we may change the game, date, and place. I'm afraid to say we may change the game, date, and place. I'm afraid to say we may change the game, date, and place. Well done. And it's worth noting here that I didn't include any words with A followed by L in that list, because these tend to be a bit trickier to pronounce. For example, with pale or sail or fail, I insert an intrusive y and a schwa sound in there to make the transition. And most modern British speakers will do this. So we don't really get the true diphthong in those sounds. In fact, it's almost impossible for me to make the transition without inserting that intrusive y. I'll put a longer list of these in the transcript. So if you want to go to those and see what you feel that you do, that would be a great idea. Next, we're going to look at some words with A in unstressed syllables. And my students often find this a bit trickier. They find it a bit difficult to do the A sound without putting any stress on it. See how you get on. Listen and repeat. Aeroplane. Always. Appreciate. Birthday. Cafe. Communicate. Concentrate. Decade, dominate, 18, estimate, holiday, investigate, simulate, teenager. And again, in groups of four, the last one will be a group of three, aeroplane, always, appreciate, birthday. Cafe, communicate, concentrate, decade. Dominate, 18, estimate, holiday. Investigate, simulate, teenager. And some sentences with those words. Again, two sentences read three times. Sentence one, they investigate and simulate how aeroplanes communicate. They investigate and simulate how aeroplanes communicate. They investigate and simulate how aeroplanes communicate. And sentence two, the teenagers always appreciated their holiday. The teenagers always appreciated their holiday. The teenagers always appreciated their holiday. And a little bonus sentence here is just to read the days of the week because they all end in that A diphthong, but it's not stressed in any of them. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a little faster, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you know the Happy Days song, that one would be great to practice here as well. To finish, we're going to look at A in contrast with the short vowel E. We haven't spoken about E itself today, but we did so just two episodes ago in that very varied episode. We have a lot of minimal pairs to get through though this week, and I'll put an even longer list in the script. We'll read the first group of five together. Listen and repeat. Best, based. Bread, braid. Debt, date. Edge, age. Get, gate. For the second group, I'm going to read the E word. Can you say both? We'll do the first one together as an example. Lens. So you should have said lens, lanes. Or if you did it the other way around, lanes, lens. Let's try the next four. Let. Men. Met. Pen. Now listen again. Repeat both forms and see how you did. Lens, lanes. Let, late. Men, main. Met, mate. Pen, pain. And for the final group, I will read the A word. Can you say both? Again, we'll do the first one together as an example. Raced. So you should have said raced, rest. Or, of course, if you did it the other way around, rest, raced. Let's try the next four. Shade. Spatial. Waste. And rain. Well done. Now listen, repeat again and see how you did. Raced, rest. Shade, shed. Spatial, special. Waste, west. Rain, wren. Excellent. And we'll finish with just two sentences with those minimal pairs. Sentence one. She let them braid the bread, but they were late. She let them braid the bread, but they were late. She let them braid the bread, but they were late. And sentence two. There's a wren in the rain, in the shade, by the shed. There's a wren in the rain, in the shade, by the shed. There's a wren in the rain in the shade by the shed. Well done. Hopefully those minimal pairs have helped you to practice that A sound, but also have helped you to practice getting that E sound really short. As always, it would be a great idea to go back to read them the other way around to practice making more sentences with those words. Well done. That is the end of this week's workout. As always, practice as often as possible to build muscle and muscle memory, slowing the podcast down or speeding it up as you need to. We're back next week. Next week, we're looking at some consonant clusters. The first time we've had some episodes on those, and we're starting going back to the R sound from the beginning of the podcast, but also reviewing so many other consonant sounds we've looked at on the way, looking at clusters with R. I'm looking forward to it. Enjoy sound building, and I'll see you then. Thank you.